We have reached the final week of session, Senator. What's on the agenda for you in terms of what you'd like to see get done in the next 5 days?
Well, I think there's two very critical time-sensitive issues that we need to address this week. One of them is Real ID. And Real ID, we have to have a Real ID compliant ID starting in January 2018 in order to board an airline, even if you just want to fly from Kansas City or St. Louis. But your standard Missouri driver's license will not work for identification purposes starting in January of 2018, thanks to the Federal Real ID Act of 2005. So I'm hopeful that that is one bill that's very time sensitive that we can finish up this week. Another bill that is very time sensitive and equally important is the minimum wage fix. Starting this past Friday in the city of St. Louis, their minimum wage increased to $10 an hour. I firmly believe that we should have a statewide minimum wage. Logistically, it would be a nightmare if every city, town, and county decided to come up with their own minimum wage. Although being a certified public accountant, I know that there's other CPAs out there that do some payroll and payroll processors that this might increase their fees for trying to decipher all the different towns and cities and counties that they do payroll for, have employees in. It's definitely not worth the risk, and the CPAs that I've talked to would also definitely like to have just one statewide minimum wage.
That's an issue, too, that got a lot of play early on, even before session began, but we've not heard a lot about since then.
Yes, I disagree with having every city, town, and county come up with their own minimum wage, although I do think that it could be a boom for rural Missouri when these progressives in Kansas City and St. Louis keep on increasing the minimum wage. What that does is that drives those jobs out into the rural communities. So in one aspect, it may be better for some of our rural communities, but like I said before, it would just be a logistical nightmare trying to decipher on what the minimum wage would be for each particular city, town, and county in the state of Missouri.
Back to Real ID for a minute. This, again, as you say, is a federal program going into place, rather, on New Year's Day of next year. In this case, I think the option is there for people to ascribe to Real ID if they want.
Yes, in the bill that we're currently looking at in the legislature, you can opt out of the Real ID compliant ID. So when you go renew your driver's license, you would have basically the choice. You could either get a Real ID compliant ID, and that would allow you to fly on airplanes as well as get into Whiteman Air Force Base in Fort Leonard Wood or Rosecrans, or you could pick just a standard driver's license. With a standard driver's license, you could still use that to drive any vehicle, except that would not work for identification purposes to get into many of the federal buildings, military bases, as well as travel on an airplane.
Otherwise, how would you view the session that's gone by, almost completed now, in terms of success?
Well, I think there's still work to be done, but if we had to end session today, I would say it would definitely be described as a huge success. We passed Right to Work, was one of the first bills that we passed. We passed a lot of tort reform bills in order to help out our small businesses from frivolous lawsuits. So I think overall, it's been a huge success. And we also passed a balanced budget. Passing a budget, especially when you have declining revenues, isn't always easy, but the voters elected me to come up here and make those tough choices, and so I'm glad to announce that we did pass a balanced budget. We met the constitutional deadline of this past Friday, May 5th, and so overall, I would say that it's been a huge success.